You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Seedlings. Girls, welcome to another episode of Seedlings. I'm your host, Monica, and I'm so happy you're here with me today. Boys and girls, before we get to our program, what do all good things begin with? A prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Come on, Jesus. Come into our show today. So that we can learn to love, to share, and to play nicely. Mother Mary, pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. On today's show, you will hear two Bible stories. One of Mother Mary saying yes to God, and the other is the story of Jesus being tempted in the desert. Boys and girls, this is the story of when Mother Mary said yes to be the mother of God. Let's hear it. Mary was a young woman. She lived in a town called Nazareth, and was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph. One day, an angel appeared to Mother Mary. "Hello, Mary," he said. "God is with you." Mary stepped backward. His voice was so deep, she got a little bit afraid. "Don't be afraid," he said. "God sent me to tell you that you are going to have a son, who you'll name Jesus. He's going to be very important to many people." "A son? But I'm not married," she said. "How is this going to happen?" "The Holy Spirit will come to you," the angel replied. "Your son will be the Son of God." The Son of God? Mary thought. It didn't seem possible, but she believed that anything was possible for God. "I am God's servant," Mary said. "I'll do whatever God says." Mary's mind was racing. What will Joseph think? Will he believe me? Mary was a little bit nervous. When Mary told Joseph about the angel and about giving birth to God's son, he did just what she was afraid of. He didn't believe her. He talked about not marrying her anymore. Mary felt so sad. But she remembered what the angel said: to trust God and be not afraid. And Mary did just that. The next day, something wonderful happened. Joseph came to her and said, "An angel came to me in a dream," he said. "Joseph, don't be afraid to make Mary your wife. She is going to have a son, and you're going to name him Jesus. He's going to save people from their sins." Mary smiled a big smile. She was so happy, tears of joy filled her eyes and trickled down her cheeks. She felt Joseph's love again. "I am not scared for you to be my wife,"
He said, I will be with you, and we will name the boy Jesus.
Boys and girls, what do you think Mother Mary's dance might have been after she heard this good news?
Boys and girls, when Mother Mary said yes to be the mother of God, she crushed the serpent's head with her foot. The serpent is the devil. Thank you, Mother Mary, for saying yes. Boys and girls, are you ready for our next story? This is the story of Jesus being tempted in the desert. After Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River, God led him to the desert. Jesus was all alone, without any food for 40 days. Jesus got very hungry. His stomach was rumbling. The devil came to Jesus and tried to tempt him. If you are God's son, tell this stone to turn to bread for you to eat. Jesus remembered God's words and answered, No one can live on food alone. Then the devil led Jesus up to a place where he could see all the kingdoms of the world and said, I can give the world to anyone. If you turn away from God, you could be king with power over all of these lands. People would worship and honor only you. Jesus remembered more of God's words and replied, Worship and serve only God. Lastly, the devil tempted Jesus to jump off the roof of the temple. If you are God's son, jump. God will send his angels to protect you. They will catch you, so you will not get hurt. But Jesus knew the word of God also says, Don't test God. Boys and girls, Jesus was tempted 3 times to go against God's word. Each time Jesus knew God was with him. Each time Jesus said no. Jesus was in the desert for a long time. God in heaven was the Almighty Father. And the prayer between Jesus and his Father, their Almighty God in heaven, was so important for Jesus to pass this test.
Me.
and girls, let's shake things up a bit now. Let's do a warm-up. It's called the Holy Spirit warm-up. Wherever you are, boys and girls, let's get our bodies moving. Can you clap 10 times for the Almighty Father? Ready? All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Great. Can you stomp your feet for the Son, Jesus Christ? Ready? Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Awesome. And can you wiggle your body for the Holy Spirit? Are you ready? Let's wiggle. Boys and girls, we're going to play our final song and we want you to wiggle. And girls, I hope you enjoyed this program. And remember, Mother Mary and Jesus love you very much. Until next time, this is Monica. Bye.
You have been listening to Seedlings here on Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are. You can tweet us at Radio Maria Can or email seedlings@radiomaria.ca.